He knows lots of lines like this. Even once thought of writing a book called Crazy Road Jokes. Wouldn't that be a sketch? Brian Smith writing a book just like that guy King over in Lovell. He turns on the radio. The van, yawing onto the soft shoulder to the left of the Tarvey, throwing up a rooster tail of dust, but not quite running into the ditch, and gets Steely Dan singing Hey 19. Good one. Yes, a wicked good one. He drives a little faster in response to the music. He looks into the rearview mirror and sees his dogs, Bullet and Pistol, looking over the rear seat bright-eyed. For a moment, Brian thinks they're looking at him, maybe thinking what a good guy he is, then wonders how he can be so stupid. There's a styrofoam cooler behind the driver's seat and a pound of fresh hamburger in it. He means to cook it later over a campfire back at Million Dollar. Yes, and a couple more Mars's bars for dessert. By the hairy old Jesus, Mars's bars are wicked good. You boys never mind that cooler, Brian Smith says, speaking to the dogs he can see in the rearview mirror. This time, the minivan pitches instead of yawing, crossing the white line as it climbs a blind grade at 50 miles an hour. Luckily, or unluckily, depending on your point of view, nothing is coming the other way. Nothing puts a stop to Brian Smith's northward progress. "You never mind that hamburg, that's my supper," he says, supper as John Cullum would, but the face looking back at the bright-eyed dogs from the rearview mirror is the face of Shimi Ruiz, almost exactly. Shimi could be Brian Smith's litter twin. 6. Irene Tassenbaum was driving the truck with more assurance now, standard shift or not.